now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Indeed. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Cindy Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. Affiliates all around the country hold their breath in anticipation of how many times we're going to mention their names. Well, the amount is zero. So exhale. It's all about radio on the go. It's about the various different devices, platforms, and ways you can get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And there ain't nobody on the planet better to bring it to you than Mr. Joe Spano.
Well, those are some very kind words, and I thank you for that. And let me run down those many ways that you can take Sports Byline on the go with you. It always starts with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network at sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link, allows you to keep up with all the doings as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a heck of a lot more at sportsbyline.com. You've got the apps, Bob, and I love apps. iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Smart Radio. All downloadable to any device you could possibly think of. All with a wealth of on-demand content and all with a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. Last but not least in our hearts and minds, Bob, of course, is the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the great programming on Sports Byline, most notably the Spano and Black Attack.
Yeah, no question about it. And if you're listening on AFN, American Forces Radio, I should say, not network anymore, we certainly appreciate the time that you take to listen to us. And if we're giving you a little bit of taste of home when you're away from home, Joe and I are very happy and very proud to be a part of it.
We are, Bob. We are, for as long as that remains the case.
Yes.
Up next, Bob, let's set the table for this Hump Day edition, you know, hosted by perhaps the biggest humps you'll find anywhere, Spano and Black. And then we'll hit the ground running. We're going to go back to the NFL spring meetings in full swing. We'll talk about all the fallout next here on the attack after we set the table. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Chime in at 800-878-PLAY, but most importantly, be sure to keep it where it is.
This is Pete's Yard, and Pete's happy that winter's finally over. Still, winter's damage is done and has left Pete's Yard withered and weak. But Pete knows all he needs is Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. It greens and thickens lawns to help crowd out weeds, guaranteed. Just two simple feedings, one now and one later this spring. So Pete can easily take his grass from hungry to healthy. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
I will sue you for everything you have. I will sue your ass.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That could be coming.
Yeah. Reading my mind. Welcome back to the
I'm
attack.
I'm willing to say it, so I don't care. You know,
Bob Black, Joe Spano at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. What do you say we continue to set the table for this 2-hour extravaganza known as the Spano and the Black Attack?
You said it very well, Bob, and here's where we're going to start. We're going to start with the NFL. Obviously, we spent a big chunk of yesterday's show talking about Mark Davis and the Raiders moving from Oakland to Las Vegas, and we covered everything from why it made in many ways financial sense for Mark Davis and the Raiders, why we understood Oakland not opening up their pocketbook, why at the same time we understood why Clark County in Las Vegas, Nevada opened up their pocketbook. And, you know, we went into all the layers right down to the messy divorce and, you know, how do the Raiders stay in Oakland through 2019 until their new building in Las Vegas is built? It's akin to, you know, getting a divorce and then living under the same roof. It's a very, very difficult situation. We talked about it a lot. And if you go back to, and it's one thing I didn't bring up, go back to the Houston Oilers when they were approved for relocation to Tennessee. They were planning on staying in Houston for 2 years. They had to leave, or 3 years, and they had to leave after one because, well, nobody showed up.
Yeah.
Well, that could happen to the Raiders despite them becoming one of the AFC's best. And we went into all of that. So there are some other directions that we need to go as it relates to the Raiders' relocation to Las Vegas. We'll then move into everything else that's going on or not going on, the spring NFL owners' meetings. Well, then, you know, any other NFL news, and then we'll move out of the NFL and into the NBA, and we'll just mix it up, Bob. It's a hump day, and we'll just grab some interesting news, nuggets, and notes and have some fun with it.
Yeah, no question about it. You know, when you talked about additional stuff with the Raiders and the relocation and everything, and then off the air, you know, you brought up something which I thought was great. Jerry Jones putting more money in his pocket by the fact that he owns the company that does the naming rights for the NFL stadium. So that's more cash in Jerry's pocket, just what you need. But, you know, one thing, and I meant to bring it up yesterday, and I spaced on it, and you know,
no going backsies. We only look forward on the attack. We never look back.
Truth, but it's still relevant to the story. You know, Joe.
Well, then that makes it okay.
The 65,000 seat stadium. You know, one of the things, and I don't know how much you got into this in that last segment, but, you know, don't forget, there are three franchises that have moved in the last 14 months in the National Football League. They're rebuilding stadiums. We've talked about the tenuous nature in some aspects of this league. They're not going out of business, and I'm not even meaning to suggest that. But you and I over the years, especially the last few years, have talked about the concussion protocols and all the various different safety things and the image of the league and all the things that are doing damage to the league. just chipping away at the foundation in many ways of what is the strongest sport in the United States, if not the world. I mean, people argue soccer, but okay. Now you have a difference. You look at the stadium size that's being built in L.A., and you look at the stadium size that's being built in Las Vegas. They're hedging their bets a little bit in Las Vegas. Now, there's going to be luxury
boxes. Sounds very
boxes.
Baseball-ish, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Last wave of stadiums that were built for Major League Baseball. Were they not significantly smaller than the stadiums they replaced?
Yeah. And look, 65,000 is still 65,000. It's still a hell of a lot of people. But it's not an 80,000 seat arena. It's not in the 70s. It's 65. You know, so if people sometimes don't show up in Vegas, it's not going to look like a gaping wound in the landscape of the attendance figures in the National Football League. It's you know, they're not playing at a 28,000 seat stadium. Don't get me wrong, but 65,000 is right.
That's already being done.
That's what I meant. You know, it to me, 65 is right at the absolute minimum of where you want to go.
And I didn't go into this at all, you know, and it's an interesting point. Is this now the evolving trend? This is the first one of these NFL stadiums to go kind of smallish. You know, Jerry Jones, when he built AT&T Stadium down in Dallas, well, right. I think they can squeeze 100,000 in there, should they need to. Levi's Stadium for the 49ers is not a small stadium, as I recall. We really haven't seen this in football yet. This is the first one of these in football that wasn't the 80,000 seat type stadium for the NFL. I don't know if it's a start of a trend, particularly if your team is going to get a new stadium, but you're in a smaller market, not a traditional powerful. You know, here's an example. If they ever give the Jaguars a new stadium, 60-odd thousand would be a good number for them. It's a small market. You know, I mean, take Green Bay out of the equation for a minute because they everybody lives in, I think they all live at Lambeau Field. But, you know, but any other NFL small market, drawing is always an issue. And me and you have done the mathematics. You know, we did the mathematics of Jacksonville population. And if you just drew from Jacksonville proper, one out of every four people in the city would have to go to the game to fill the joint. Mm-hmm. Well, that ain't going to happen because one out of every four people don't even care. So
maybe,
you know,
maybe
and right. And obviously, you know, teams draw from outside city proper and that expands the opportunity. But the realities are in small markets, Bob, and Vegas is a small market. You know, I understand there's 10,000 new tourists that come in every day. But for those that live there 52 weeks a year, it's a small market. It's market number 40. This may be the trend we see. So that way when the team struggles, and then as a result they struggle to draw, it doesn't look so bad. You know, it's not Memorial Stadium in Cleveland where...
Yeah.
You know, you had 500 people there in an 80,000 seat baseball stadium, and you could hear everybody and every word they said individually, and each person had their own section.
100% right. And you know, and you talked about Jerry's Pleasure Palace. You know, Kroenke's out in L.A. It's going to be the most expensive stadium ever built, and they're building it to the tune of 80,000 people. You know, this one, 65. Like I said, I look, it's 15,000 people, and 65,000 is still big. I get it. You know, it's not a cozy little ballpark like with the major league parks that you referenced. But it still is, they're hedging a little bit. And I don't know that it's just strictly because of Las Vegas. Look, they're going to roll the dice in L.A. no matter what. You have to assume in a city of that size, if the teams are performing well, they're going to be able to fill. If they're not performing well, we know what the track record is. But if they're performing well, you have to assume that they're going to fill. In Las Vegas, they're going into an untested market. They're rolling the dice in many ways. And somewhere down the line, I think the trend is going to roll a little bit in the other direction because of the fact that the league is taking its lumps right now. And it just caught my eye when I was looking at it, you know, just on the amount of people and the fact that they're going, all right, you know, you get in your arena, you're not going to have, you're going to have 15,000 less people theoretically giving you revenue stream than a lot of the other parks.
Yeah, but the biggest part of that revenue stream, and these organizations have made it abundantly clear, it's all about club seating, luxury boxes, things like that. The 80,000 seats that are sold to the public, they're not that the club seating and luxury boxes aren't available to the public, but the rank-and-file regular 80,000 seats that fill the bowl of a stadium, mm-hmm. you know, that's small potatoes in many ways compared the luxury boxes and the club seating. And we'll get into that next, along with who the big winner in the Raiders' move to Vegas really is. That's next here on The Attack, so no flipping.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
They are who we thought they were.
That's true. The late, great Denny Green bringing us back to The Attack. Joe, and I know you want to get into the Jerry Jones angle of this, and so do I, but I pulled up and God bless Wikipedia. I brought up the capacity of all the stadiums in the National Football League. Some of the older ones are a little limited, or they're cavernous, you know, like the L.A. Coliseum. Some of them fall in the middle, a couple of the larger markets. You mentioned Jerry's Place. You know, MetLife is 82.5. The new Buffalo joint is 71.6. The National Stadium.
That's not huge, and no, Buffalo's a smaller market. What about Gillette Stadium in Foxborough?
Believe it or not, that is 68.
Was that really?
Yeah, it was. It surprised me.
That surprises me.
Yeah. You know, First Energy, the one that they built for Cleveland, was 67. FedEx Field is a big one. That was one of the newer ones built, 1997, but that's 82. Mm-hmm. So that's a big one. Gillette is 66,829.
Huh?
So it's a mix. You know, they're getting their sellouts, but, you know, it also
There's no real trend here. Like with Major League Baseball, if you pulled up the same list, the last 10 or 12 stadiums built are small.
Yep.
You know, small is a relative term. New Yankee Stadium is 50,000 odd seats.
Right.
But, you know, Camden Yards and a bunch of these other newer stadiums were 30-odd, 40,000 seat stadiums, you know, as opposed to back in the day when they built ballpark, it was 75,000 seats. You know, how many times do we used to make jokes opening day in Cleveland for baseball? They'd have 77,000 people, you know, jam-packed in Cleveland. The next day, it'd be 5,000.
It'd be 6,000 people, exactly.
Right.
You know, believe it or not,
it's hard to drape all those empty seats and make it look like it's fuller.
You know, Lambeau, 81,000.
Well, it's old. And by the way, Green Bay is not a market that you can quantify in any significant way here. You know, I mean, we've seen, you know, you watch a big Giant game on television, right? And if they show shots of Manhattan live during the game, well, Manhattan's still hustling and bustling. The fact that there's 80,000 people in MetLife Stadium doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, when 82,000 people jam Lambeau Field, and they show the live shot of Green Bay while the game is going on, there's like one police car driving around, and there ain't no other people on the street. It looks like a college campus, which has closed because the football team is playing.
Yeah.
So you can't quantify Green Bay in this discussion. It is such a unique city unto itself. But now go to Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. How many does that seat for football?
The Lucas is 67,000 even. And don't forget, they're moving from Edward Jones, where the capacity was 65,000.
Right.
You know,
so, again, markets like St. Louis and Indianapolis, those are not huge cities.
Yeah.
You know, they're not Los Angeles. They're not New York. They're not Washington, D.C.
Right.
They're not Philadelphia.
Right.
You know, so when you go to a place like Indy, when you go to a place like Buffalo, when you go to a place like Las Vegas, when you go to a place like, what did I miss?
Minneapolis. I'll give you another one. 66,000 on their new field.
That place looked bigger, but
yeah, it did.
Minnesota's a big city, but you know, but there seems to be something of a trend.
Yeah.
Much like in baseball, to go a little smaller and make it a bit of a harder ticket. Particularly, I think, if you are a smaller market or a market that has had some history
struggles
of drawing issues.
Yeah.
You know, if you are New York, if you are Philadelphia, now check Lincoln Financial for me, if you would.
I will do that. You know what won't surprise me while I'm in the process of doing that is University of Phoenix Stadium. That appears to be huge, doesn't it?
Yeah, it looks like it seats about 90,000 people.
63,000.
Okay. Again, Phoenix, they used to have drawing issues.
Oh. Yeah.
Who was the home team when the Cowboys played the Cardinals? The Cowboys.
There you go. The link is at the top of the curve as far as the new trend. It's 69.5, so it's 70,000.
Philadelphia, always drew well, big city. New York, 80,000. Jerry Jones's stadium can get near 100,000. FedEx Field, 80,000 plus. If you are a top 10 city or a city with a known ability to draw exceptionally well, you get a big place. If you have drawing issues or a city that falls outside the top 10, what they're doing is building a slightly smaller place so that you always are at or near capacity, avoid blackouts, and make it a little bit more desirable of a ticket. And, you know, you make that up in some ways with a lot of club seating and a lot of luxury box seating that generates a big chunk of the revenue for these stadiums, along with naming rights.
And also, too, I mean, you know, don't forget, some of these stadiums have very unique capacity in that up in Gillette, let's say, you know, you look, you can walk around. They have thousands of people walking around that they don't count as seats. You know, it's ticket sales, but they don't count as seats. Because
so it's like an SRO deal where there's another 8 or 10,000 of SRO?
You've seen where they walk across the bridge
at
Gillette, you know, that one side of the stadium to the other.
Or in our case, jump off it.
Yeah, well. And there's a number of, or pee off it. And there's a number of people that, you know, that there's a couple of stadiums that fall into that category. Believe it or not, one of the bigger ones, and this is a stadium that was built in 96, is Bank of America down in Charlotte, 75,419. That's a big stadium.
Before the trend. Maybe part of it is before the trend. Yeah. And Charlotte's a good-sized city. I mean, I don't know that if you were doing this now in retrospect, and they haven't had any issues, but I don't know that you'd necessarily build them a big, big stadium. I mean, you know, there's something of a trend here. Is it as concrete of a trend as baseball over the last 15, 20 years with their new stadiums? I don't think I'd say that, but I do notice a certain trend. You know, smaller markets outside the top 10 or markets with some history of drawing issues are getting smaller stadiums so that it's easier to fill the capacity. And, you know, if we limit the supply, maybe we can increase the demand. It's an old retailer's trick, but it's always worked.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, unlike baseball, where, you know, we've talked about the various different incarnations of the stadiums and the downsizing to a certain point, you know, you never have to worry about how the ball's going to travel, you know, whether it's hitter-friendly, pitcher-friendly. You just have to fill seats. So it seems to me, and I'm sure these teams consult with the league at large, to make sure that, all right, look, what are our realistic numbers? What are actual fannies in the seats? What are, you know, how much of the local populace are we drawing off of? How much do we have to get outside, you know, as you mentioned with Jacksonville, out of our local population? Things along those lines. And they're coming up with these new plans to put these stadiums in place that are ranging anywhere from, oh, and by the way, the Raiders got a promotion. Do you know how many people they could seat in Oakland? After all the restructuring to compensate for baseball and everything else?
I'm guessing somewhere in the upper 50s.
Yeah, 56,000.
That's a weird stadium. It wasn't always that small, as you've talked about, through various rebuilding, because they weren't drawing well for either sport. No. And they were covering up blocks of seats. I mean, they didn't do a good job of covering them up, but they covered them up nonetheless. And I guess they just reduced capacity and made those seats that were there more fan-friendly. But, you know, that's an incredibly small capacity. And, again, for those that wonder why the Raiders moved, don't. You're in a place that drew 50,000, that only seated 50,000 plus. The municipality didn't make any real efforts to keep them. And, again, Bob, neither you nor I are going to criticize the city of Oakland for not wanting to give Mark Davis and the NFL a whole bunch of money. Yeah. But you lost your team as a result. They left because there was almost $1 billion of free public money on the table. Again, it would have been a lot easier for it to be a team other than the Raiders to leave. Not because of it's Oakland and it's the Raiders. They've already shown they have no problem leaving Oakland. So that's not it at all. But this is the one owner that's not particularly well capitalized.
Yeah.
And debt service is a huge problem. It would have been easier to stay in Oakland and work something out with Oakland that would have been a little more economically feasible, I guess. You know, for Mark Davis, this is a great opportunity to generate revenue for the Raiders. But the cost of all of this is going to be interesting because of what he's going to have to absorb and his abilities, or the Davis family's abilities, I think that's a better term, to do so. You know, that's something that we should get into in the next segment is the rather sizable debt service that's going to be at hand here for Mark Davis. And one of the no-nos in the National Football League, and I know that the rules are made to be broken, and when each guy's getting the back rooms and broker deals, whatever rules there are don't seem to apply if certain guys don't want them to apply. But one of the no-nos is you can't leverage the team and you can't leverage the stadium in order to make these kind of moves. You know, if you can't afford the debt service, as you talked about yesterday, well, we could force you to sell if we want to. You know, if you're no longer invited to the picnic, well, you'll be asked to leave with the ants. So let's get into the debt service Mark Davis is going to carry, and then let's get into Jerry Jones being the biggest winner in all these relocation deals. That's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Keep it where it is.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
The two of you are a disaster. And together, you're beyond description.
Yeah, it's truth. You add in Robert, it's the Three Stooges. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. The Three Stooges continue here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
I guess we know what our next rejoinder is going to be.
Hey, Mo!
Hey, Mo. Hey, Larry. Hey, Kylie. Sleepy. But, you know, we were talking in the last segment about, and we continue to talk about the Raiders' move to Las Vegas. There's some great concern here. And again, You know, this is one of those where some powerful owners led by Jerry Jones wanted this to happen, so they ramrodded through. These owners are, it's a very exclusive group of 32 that are careful about the things they bring up to vote on, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm sure there was more than one dissenting vote in a room. There was only one that decided to put their vote on record as dissenting, and that's Stephen Ross, who, you know, I thought his take was pretty interesting. You know, I thought about, you know, the community, and I could have been in Los Angeles and all this and that. This is after he spent millions of dollars lobbying in Tallahassee to get money, and the state government said,
nah,
get stuffed. And he's like, well, then I went and raised the money myself, and we, you know, we fixed our building with private funds. Well, it's not that you didn't want public funds. I just didn't give them to you, and you decided not to move out of Miami, which is a huge city. So, you know, Steve, I get where Stephen Ross was going on some level and the importance of NFL franchises to community and things of that nature. But he made himself sound like Mother Teresa.
Yeah.
And he admitted spending millions and millions of dollars and time in Tallahassee lobbying state politicians to get money. And when he wasn't given it,
right,
he had to reassess and regroup. Well, Mark Davis doesn't have the luxury in some way to reassess and regroup. Stephen Ross is a billionaire real estate magnate. You know, Mark made what little money he has, comparatively speaking, the old-fashioned way. He was born into it.
Right.
You know, I don't know that the Davis family has any other business pursuits that I'm aware of beyond football. And so, so compared to a bunch of these other owners, their resources are limited and at times they're hamstrung. If the city of Oakland doesn't make them a feasible offer and it looks like long term they would be stuck in the Oakland Alameda County Coliseum, well, that's just not going to work for them. Yeah. So I understand why they did what they did. Again, they're not capitalized the way other owners and other teams are. So there is risk involved here.
Yeah.
And we talked about it. You know, everybody says the vote is 31-1. It's a done deal. It was a vote taken, and there's a bunch of conditions on this, and a lot of people didn't talk about that. But if you looked at some of the stuff a couple of months back that led up to this going forward, they talked about some of the conditions that were going to be put in place as far as dollars and cents and to make sure that Mark Davis doesn't leverage the Oakland Raiders and the stadium to the hilt in order to stay in Las Vegas. Because there are a great many owners concerned about the debt service that Mark Davis is going to incur with Bank of America in order to finance this project. And in many ways, it's akin to what happened to the Mets. I think the Mets in some ways are a great example and a cautionary tale of what could happen to Mark Davis and why league owners would be concerned. And we've talked about it a lot on this show. Now, the Wilpon family has a lot more money than the Davis family, or they did. But
Thank you, Bernie.
Right. But there were some issues at hand. You know, we talked about debt service. The Mets took on two layers of major debt service at once, new stadium and a sports network. They launched them both at the same time. Huge debt service, would we not agree?
Yep, fair statement.
Real estate bust in New York for commercial real estate, Madoff scandal. Now they're not capitalized the way they used to be. And we've seen what's happened to the Mets. They are a frugal franchise that struggles to commit and spend money. So obviously the same concerns would apply and more so to a poorly capitalized Mark Davis, who, yes, he's getting almost $1 billion in public funds. He's getting a 50% off on his relocation fee. All those things are true, but he's taken a huge amount of debt to finish this project, to finance the balance of this project from Bank of America.
Right.
And if those club seats, those luxury boxes and the naming rights to this stadium don't generate huge numbers and don't move as swiftly as Mark Davis and the Raiders would hope, financially, this may not add up for the Raiders. And that's where Jerry Jones comes in. Jerry Jones, is along with the Steinbrenner family, own a company called Legends. And what Legends does is they, or one of the things that they do, is they head up the marketing for stadiums. And what I mean by the marketing for stadiums, they do everything from broker the deals to sell naming rights to selling those luxury boxes and that club and premium seating that generates so much of the revenue for these stadiums. And incidentally, the last three teams that relocated all have Legends heading up those those services for them. So if you wonder why the Carson project for the Raiders and Chargers never went through, you now have your answer, Bob. Yep. Jerry Jones wanted the other one to go through for Stan Kroenke because he will make every bit as much money as Stan Kroenke could potentially make on the Los Angeles deal. Jerry Jones will be one of the big winners in the Las Vegas deal. Jerry Jones was one of the big winners when the 49ers went to Levi's Stadium as he sold all the marketing for them as well through Legends. So Legends is extremely important to Jerry Jones. The company by itself over the next few years could trump the net worth of many of these NFL franchises. And what Jerry Jones wants to happen is what happens. And in a lot of cases, these relocations, which on some levels are bad for the city that loses the team, are on some levels good for the city that gains the team, may or may not be the best fit, may or may not be ideal situations, may or may not be fair. A lot of times they happen because Jerry Jones wants them to happen because he stands to gain every bit as much, if not more, from these relocations and these new stadiums as the parties that are getting the benefit of relocating and receiving the new stadium.
No question about it. And you know, look, as much as the hospitality industry, the hub of the hospitality industry in the United States is in Las Vegas, which it is, I mean, many power players and power brokers are there. You hit it spot on. I mean, you know, I don't know if you're on the Fort Worth Star-Telegram article as I am, but, you know, it talks about this whole thing.
I actually moved to the San Jose Mercury News article that Tim Kawakami wrote, who covers the 49er beat. He's a columnist. There, does a lot of work covering the 49ers and the Raiders.
Yeah, and they reference it. Clarence Hill Jr. wrote it for the Star-Telegram, and he references Kawakami's article. And it's spot on right. I mean, you know, look, this is what the public doesn't understand, Joe, and the stuff that goes on behind the scenes in order to make, because, you know, it's all, why can't they decide on a stadium? You know, you move the team, blah, blah. No. You're talking billions, billions of dollars here. And when it's that kind of money, you know, as we talk about all the time, fans coming through the turnstiles, they generate revenue, and that's all well and good. It pales in comparison to everything else that goes on behind the scenes, whether it's marketing, whether it's naming rights, whether it's television, no matter what it is. Just to give you, I'm on the Forbes page as well, Joe, right?
You're a busy man this morning. I can go now.
Oakland is valued, this is 2016 numbers.
The entire city or just the franchise?
No, just the franchise, but the franchise is worth more than the city. 20th in the league. 20th out of 32.
Okay.
As far as their valuation. They have overall revenue last year of $301 million, operating income of $46 million. Their debt value is 14% of the franchise. Player expenses constituted $169 million. Gate receipts, this is the number I wanted to point out, $40 million. So player expenses at $169 million. Gate receipts at $40 million. So for any fan out there that thinks they're going to make a judgment call on your benefit, on your comfort, on your whatever, you don't know what you're talking about. You're last in line. That's why you're getting the $12 rubber hot dog. They don't care. The revenue per fan average for Oakland was $32.
That's why they're moving. Not enough. That goes up when you get a ton of club seating. You get that many more luxury boxes, and they're all sold. That jumps that number up, as you know. In the Oakland Coliseum, well, it doesn't have any of that, Bob. It's an old, antiquated place that they keep duct taping back together and trying to make sure it doesn't look so empty.
Yep. So, I mean, you know, you look at those numbers, and it gives you a behind-the-scenes look at why that team needed to move and why it's going to move. You know, and by the way, in contrast, in Jerry's place, the revenue per fan is $67.
Huge difference.
It's double plus.
Yep. Huge difference. And some of that, and a lot of that is club seating, luxury boxes, everything else. It costs more to get in the joint. Yep. Quite simple. Yep. It's simple numbers, Bob. And that's the way it works. And that's important.
Yep. They generated $700 million out of that play. And that's just the team. That's not counting the boxing and, you know, whatever. Right. $700 million in revenue was generated for the Dallas franchise last year. Their operating income, $300 million. You know what their debt yield is? Mark Davis's is 14% with last year. You know what Jerry's is? 5%.
Okay.
5%.
Right. And Mark's is going to go up significantly when he goes to Las Vegas. There's real concern here, Bob.
Oh, yeah.
If this stuff doesn't move quickly, they're in trouble.
Yeah.
But again, you know, Jerry Jones rams rods it through and he says, listen, guys, Legends has done this for you guys. We'll do it for Mark. You know, we screwed him over twice, led by me, because I stood to make more money this way. So we're going to have to give Mark this. We're going to give him the 50% off. And guess what? Legends will take on the marketing aspect, and we'll make sure the coffers are full so that way Mark can run this franchise and they don't have huge debt service that they can't deal with, and they don't have to leverage this franchise, and we don't have to force them to sell and get sued that way. Don't worry, I got this. But the guy who stands to gain as much as anybody is Jerry Jones. So when you wonder, why do they move? Why don't they move? A lot of it is Jerry Jones getting in a room and saying, listen, if you have concerns, Legends will get in there. We'll make sure the marketing is right. You know, these guys all talk. It's a very exclusive club.
Yeah, it is.
Jerry's one of the power brokers of that club. And if you don't think that that company, Legends, has a great influence over what happens, you're dead mistaken, because that company has become huge in a relatively short period of time. We'll tie a bow around hour one next year on the Spano and Black Attack, so no flipping.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Now seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
We're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
When they put their heads together, nothing happens.
Wait a second. That was a shot, wasn't it?
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Thanks for bringing us back, Larry. Joe, I got a great nugget for you. And, you know, we're all over the place on Wednesdays, as we should be, but this has been fun and educational, hopefully, for the people that listen. Do you know what the latest venture for the Cowboys is?
What the latest venture? No.
All right. No. They opened up, and I know you've heard of it, okay? Their practice facility in Frisco, Texas, right?
Oh, remarkable place. I mean,
right. Now,
just incredible.
Yeah, how much it cost?
Offhand, no, but I know it was comparable to what some organizations would spend on an arena.
$1.5 billion.
It was comparable to what they spent here in the greater New York area on MetLife Stadium. Actually, about $300 million more than they spent on MetLife Stadium.
Without a roof.
Oops.
But it's open for the practice aspect of it, right? But what they're doing, and this is where Jerry's smart, 16-story Omni Hotel, convention space, medical center, 12,000-seat indoor stadium that's going to be shared with 8 local high schools, 800 memberships to the Cowboys Club at the Star, a $4,500 initiation fee, and $350 a month gives members a chance to watch practice for the Cowboys. Tell me Jerry's dumb.
Is there a cigar lounge there?
I'm sure there is.
If I didn't hate the Cowboys so much, I'd buy a membership. But I hate the Cowboys, so that'll never happen. That's a great way to end hour one. You're doing your homework today. So
isn't that brilliant?
Kudos to you. What do you say? We step aside, get ready for hour two of the attack right here on Sports Byline.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Nobody ever told me that politics was going to be so much fun. but we're doing well.
That's President Trump speaking at a dinner with senators and their spouses last night, where he says he is looking for bipartisan support from the U.S. Senate as well as from the House. Trump said he hopes Democrats and Republicans can work together on national health care. He also says he looks forward to working on infrastructure and rebuilding the military.
Because everybody really wants the same thing. We want greatness for this country that we love.
A House Republican panel shutting down a Democratic request to get the president's tax returns released. The House Ways and Means panel voting along party lines yesterday to reject a plan that would have 10 years of President Trump's returns turned over to members of Congress. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The tech show's on this month. You know, I was thinking of looking at home security systems.
Oh, cool. I'll go with you. We're looking for more home security ideas, too. That's why I called Budget Blinds.
Budget Blinds?
Look at this.
A remote for the blinds.
Yep, motorized.
Okay, well, that's beyond cool. I love it. But what does it have to do with home security?
Oh, they also come with a timer. The blinds and drapes open themselves in the morning, close in the evening.
Oh, so it looks like somebody's home even when you're not.
Exactly, and I saved a bunch of money. Sally saved a bunch of money.
But you'll take the credit.
Yeah.
My brother, the tech genius.
Thanks, man.
Now give me that remote.
Budget Blinds motorized window coverings are the ultimate in luxury, and during the Luxury Within Reach event, they're even more affordable. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
The top U.S. commander in Iraq concedes the U.S.-led coalition may have had a role in an explosion that killed dozens of civilians in Mosul, Iraq. Here's the latest on that from Tom Roberts.
Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend defended U.S. actions in the fight against ISIS as the war against the terror group enters its deadliest phase. An investigation is underway into the March 17th blast that happened in a district where U.S.-led coalition airstrikes are trying to clear out ISIS terrorists. Investigators are also looking into the possibility that explosives rigged by ISIS may have caused the explosion that leveled buildings and killed as many as 200 people.
Fox News host Bill O'Reilly saying he's sorry he made fun of California Representative Maxine Waters' hair. O'Reilly said on Fox and Friends yesterday morning the Democrats' hair looked like a James Brown wig. His remarks were denounced as racist and sexist on Twitter. He's issued a statement expressing regret. We're powered by WesternJournalism.com. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. You know what doesn't make sense? If a car is called a horseless carriage, why isn't a motorcycle called a horseless horse? Maybe it would just be adding insult to injury for the out-of-work horses.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Two of New Jersey's Republican Governor Chris Christie's former closest allies will be learning their punishment in the so-called Bridgegate scheme at sentencing today.
Prosecutors are asking for at least 3 years in prison for Bill Baroni and Bridget Ann Kelly, attorneys representing the two hoping for probation. Now, prosecutors say the pair, quote, displayed a shocking disregard for the obvious public safety risks and committed a monumental betrayal of public trust. They were convicted of orchestrating a scheme to cause days of massive traffic at toll lanes leading to the George Washington Bridge in 2013 in what prosecutors say was a plot to punish Fort Lee's mayor for not endorsing Governor Christie. Baroni and Kelly testified they thought the lane closures were part of a traffic study.
That's Scott Pringle reporting. Three storm chasers are dead after their vehicles collide while chasing a tornado in Texas. Kelly Williamson and Randall Yarnall were both from Missouri and were contractors with the Weather Channel. They were killed when the Suburban they were in ran a stop sign, crashing into a Jeep driven by another storm chaser, Corbin Lee Jager of Arizona, who was also killed. And President Trump will not be throwing out the first pitch at the Washington Nationals' home opener on Monday. Earlier, sources had told Politico that Trump was thinking about throwing out that first pitch, then sticking around to enjoy the game. But the Nats sent out a release yesterday saying the White House has now declined their offer, citing a scheduling conflict. Remember, we're powered by WesternJournalism.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Hey, where are the white women at? Mostly in Dallas. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the coast with the offensive rejoinder. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. Joe, we got a big hour two in front of us. We've been having a hell of a lot of fun in hour one, actually, and this is what we do best. Take you off the beaten path a little bit and go places where no other people go before us.
Hmm. Is that what you think we do best?
I think so.
Okay.
Anybody could quote stats and talk about games, and everybody generally regurgitates the same stuff. We go deeper, and we always have, and we always will.
Because I'm going to regurgitate breakfast in just a second here.
Yeah, me too.
What do you say we run down the number of ways you can take this unique listening experience?
We can regurgitate that.
There you go. You take this unique listening experience on the go with you via your devices. It starts with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com or punto.com, as we say in Spanish. There's a Listen Live link, allows you to keep up with all the doings as they happen. Or on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews, the best and brightest of the recent past and the distant past as well. All that more on sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, Smart Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you could think of, and a few you can't. They all provide a wealth of on-demand content and all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. Last but not least in our hearts and minds, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the great programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
Punto. Yes, if you're listening, more than likely in English, and you're serving this country, well, you know how we feel about you, and hopefully you're getting some enjoyment out of this as well as we try to dig a little past the surface of the Raiders' move to Vegas, as well as everything else in the world of sports. Enjoy, guys and girls.
Well said, Bob. Up next, more of this fun and frivolity. We'll take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. We'll read your tweets at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, or at SportsBylineUSA. We'll kick off Hour 2 right after this.
This is Pete's Yard, and Pete's happy that winter's finally over. Still, winter's damage is done and has left Pete's yard withered and weak. But Pete knows all he needs is Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. It greens and thickens lawns to help crowd out weeds, guaranteed. Just two simple feedings, one now and one later this spring. So Pete can easily take his grass from hungry to healthy. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you?
I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's what I pray for every night.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Entertaining you with numbers here in The Attack. And we're going to push forward with that a little bit, Joey, if it's all right with you. As we set the table for hour two and continue a little bit and spill in other news around the NFL and the world of sports as well.
I'm all for numbers. If you got them, bring them. And, we will entertain the masses with numbers, something we usually don't do. It's not that we're anti-numbers, but we're not necessarily pro-numbers. When they apply, we bring them. Obviously, today they apply. And, thus far, the focus of the discussion really all the way through has been, the continued, I guess, fallout in some way from the Raiders' move to or future move to Las Vegas. We talked about how Mark Davis had to take this. There was really no choice for him. But we also talked about how it doesn't come without risk because of the debt service that he may incur. Yep. And now going forward, he's joined at the hip with Jerry Jones and his Legends Company, who will be in charge of generating a lot of the early revenue for this stadium in the form of the naming rights and the luxury boxes and all the club seating. And this company, Legends, that Jerry co-owns with the Steinbrenner family, has done an exceptional job in this regard. In the last, four stadiums that we've seen, Levi Stadium in San Francisco, it's actually not in San Francisco, but the San Francisco 49ers play there. Legends headed up the naming rights sale, the club seating, all that marketing for them, and they've had a great, great success there. He's doing it for the Stan Kroenke Los Angeles complex, so he's going to be doing it for both the Rams and the Chargers. And now he'll be doing it for Mark Davis's Las Vegas entity. So this Legends company that we talk about that up until yesterday, probably nobody ever heard of.
There you go.
In all reality, is now becoming a more valuable corporation or company and will eclipse in net worth the value of most of these NFL franchises that it does the marketing for. So that company makes Jerry Jones even more influential within that room of 32 owners. And, before he was amongst the most influential, along with some of the old guard guys like the Mara family and the Tisch family Obviously, Robert Kraft was very influential. The right. Rooney family. I mean, we could go on and on about some of the more influential family, the Modell family when they owned it, you know, but, you know, there were a bunch of old guard influential families within that room. Jerry was considered one of the newer breed, but he was growing and growing in influence. I think it would be fair to say now that with legends and what they're doing, plus, you know, him now being part of the old guard because he's been around so long, he's now the most influential guy in that room. You know, he's no longer the maverick and the renegade and the young upstart. He's an established veteran hand because we talked about these family entities. You know, they're now on sons and grandsons and great-grandsons who haven't been in the room any longer or even as long as Jerry Jones. And now it's a bunch of younger upstart guys. Jerry's seen as the old guard, but he's the old guard that's got a ton of money, number one, and owns a company that has so much influence over what happens within these venues that he's got to be the most influential owner. And every and so much of what goes on in that room is not only about what some or all of the other 31 can gain, but about what Jerry Jones can gain. And a lot of the movement that we've seen with NFL franchises and the direction that it's taken and the way it has unfolded is based on what could be gained for Jerry Jones.
No question about it. It's him and Kraft. You know, and Kraft is old guard, a little bit older than, well, I guess in franchise logistic time, it they're pretty much equal, but it's the two of them. You know, the Giants are an old school franchise. Niners are an old school franchise. You know, they still have their sway and their influence, obviously Pittsburgh, but those two guys, I believe, and I think you're right about Jerry being the leader, lead this league. I think they have the most sway in the room. I think a lot of it has to do with dollars and cents. I think a lot of it also has to do with gravitas. You know, for all the knocking of Jerry Jones, he makes very, very sound business decisions. And you know, it's almost to steal from the Godfather. You know, I made all my partners rich. He's helped make his partners in this league a hell of a lot more money than they were making at one point in time. And I mean, Joe, if you just go on strict valuation of franchises, the least valuable franchise in the league is the Buffalo Bills. And they're worth $1.5
billion. Wow.
You know, that's the least.
So,
and, you know, it when you look at it, and you talked about and spelled it out brilliantly with legends. You know, if he's making money for you, and you're putting all your bank just into the team, then shame on you. Because that kind of revenue gives you opportunity to just go in directions that no other NFL franchises had been able to do until, let's say, 20 years ago. You know, and I'm just picking a number out of thin air as far as how you can invest, how you can make your money work for you. And, you know, we were talking about debt. Do you know that, and again, a lot of this falls into the fact that when you initially finance a stadium, whether it's public money or your money, because you got to kick in your money, you're going to take on some debt. Well, Jerry, who opened his place, what, less than 10 years ago, right? They're operating at 5% debt value. The Patriots are 6. The Giants, who were the third-ranked franchise as far as value, operate at 16%. The Jets are at 22%. They share that stadium. Giants revenue, they bring in $444 million a year as opposed to the Jets, $423 million. That's your difference. You know, Niners are in double digits with 18%. Their stadium is reasonably new. Kroenke is at 31%, but you're going to see with him,
Stan,
Joe.
Stan Kroenke doesn't have anything to worry about. He's one of the richest men in America. Did debt service from that club runs at is a drop in a well. It's couch cushion change for him.
Yes, but what's going to happen once that stadium opens and they're generating the revenue that they expect, that 31% is going to drop down in the Jerry Jones range down to 5%. You know,
oh,
he's,
yeah,
got,
no,
a,
no, no. It's
he's
a matter
got all
of time,
his money.
Sure.
Yeah, no, and I'm not talking about, you know, he's in danger or anything along those lines. But I'm just saying, if you look at the debt ratio for a lot of these teams, it's usually connected in some way or form to a stadium that's either just built or in the process of being built. Atlanta, who sits at number 19, they're at 40% debt as they get ready to move into their new place. That'll be halved.
They haven't seen the money yet.
Right. Yeah. That'll be halved in a year, and it'll go down again after that. You know, so it's right. It's they get this money back fast. But you got to put
no, no, no. I get it, but there's a big difference between Stan Kroenke, Arthur Blank, Jerry Jones, and Mark Davis.
Right,
Mark Davis, the Mark Davis and the Davis family, they don't do anything else but football.
Yep.
You know, Jerry Jones was a wealthy man before he ever came to football. He's a much more wealthy man now, and football is a small percentage of his of his wealth. Arthur Blank. Football is a small percentage of his wealth. Mark Davis, it's all of his wealth and the Davis yep. family. So that debt service that they're going to incur is a lot more problematic for Mark Davis, the Raiders, and the Davis family than it is for Stan Kroenke, Jerry Jones, Arthur Blank, or any of these other guys. So it's incumbent upon legends to hit the ground running and generate that revenue for Mark Davis quickly so that he can get, so that he can make sure he can pay his loan to Bank of America. Because Bank of America, they may like Jerry Jones and they may have Jerry Jones guaranteeing that money in some way, shape, or form, you know, by saying, we're going to take care of the marketing. Don't worry, Bank of America. Well, it better work out right, or Bank of America is going to say to Mark Davis, F you, pay me. Because that's how banks
money,
work, too. Want my
yep.
money. That's next. more here with that discussion here on The Attack. Keep it where it is.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love you, man.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. I actually used me some oil can Boyd lubricant as opposed to oil can joint lubricant. But it works the same. You just rub it on the knees and you get high. Yeah, you know, Joe, we're talking numbers, we're talking Vegas. You know, for all the stuff that we've talked about with Mark Davis and the Raiders, and you mentioned Jerry Jones a lot throughout this last hour and change. That's the one of the big positives in his corner as far as getting this done is that financially, if not that he's going to assume his debt or anything, but basically speaking, Jerry Jones has the back of the Raiders franchise.
Well, he was the one that brought Bank of America to the deal after Sheldon Adelson left.
That's exactly right.
He brought Bank of America to the table. And from some of the things that I read and from what I can glean, they looked and said, financially, this isn't that great. He's not that well capitalized. And Jerry said, well, Legends is going to be behind him, making sure that the naming rights and all the marketing and hospitality things are handled, so that should generate plenty of revenue, and that should keep him good on his debt service. And it sounds like Bank of America said, okay.
Right. And then the rest is incumbent on Davis. You know, he's got to play nice with the city. He has to play nice with the casino owners, because I'll tell you one thing about Adelson, Joe. You get on his bad side, he's going to make your life miserable.
He's not going to be in the way. They've brought in Mark Davis – At the suggestion and strenuous suggestion of Jerry Jones and some others, he brought in a high-powered guy of his own to kind of steer this thing. Because Mark Davis understands. I mean, look at his haircut. Bowl fits all. Mark Davis was made to understand, hey, you're not sophisticated enough to handle this. Deal with some of the political aspects necessary. Deal with UNLV as they're going to have a part in this deal too, So they brought in another high-powered fellow that will keep Sheldon Adelson at bay. So you need not worry. This is not going to be something, because I guarantee you this deal doesn't happen if Mark Davis is heading up this development. He's not sophisticated enough to do it. And the name of the gentleman that's going to be heading it up escapes me. It was in some of the earlier articles, and I no longer have his name in front of me.
I read the same things, and I get it. But again, this is a guy very capable of putting his foot in the mouth at the wrong opportunity. And you go into Vegas, Joe, and you start talking about Adelson, and you start talking about Steve Wynn, and you start talking about the guys that manage that kind of money on the strip in Vegas. Mind your P's and Q's. You're part of the community now. Make sure it works.
I think Mark Davis will be limited for the most part to the press conference statements. I don't think you're going to see a lot of him in this. It'll be the press conferences and some of the other things on a day-to-day basis. They'll have a high-powered guy in there doing the dealing that will make sure deadlines are met, Sheldon Adelson doesn't get in the way, and everything comes to fruition. I wouldn't worry too much. If you told me it was going to be Mark Davis trying to handle this, well, I'd be a lot more worried. And again, it's no knock on him. I'm probably not sophisticated enough to handle something of this nature either. But I certainly know that Mark Davis is not. And, the powers that be, his 31, in many ways, corporate partners, fellow NFL owners, also know that he's not. And they kind of made it abundantly clear, you can't handle this. Yeah. And We're gonna put somebody in front of you that can stay out of the way, and he'll do just that. He'll make nice. It's not that hard to make nice and stay out of the way when they've kind of brought you somebody that can make sure that you don't screw it up. Just don't screw it up. You got Jerry Jones in your corner doing the marketing for you. selling the marketing. You got $1 billion in free money. A high-powered guy is going to handle the development and handle dealing with UNLV and everything else. Just take care of your football team. Stay out of the way.
Don't mess it up.
And figure out where you're going to play for the next 3 years, because the realities are the divorce with Oakland is going to get messy. Even though this team is – the one saving grace they may have is the team happens to be good.
Yeah.
And who doesn't want to go see a good football team? You know, this is a team that is a Super Bowl contender. And that may keep some fannies in the seat, in the seats, but it's that lame duck thing. You know,
well,
do I really want to support this team that's going to be leaving in a couple of years? You know, we saw it in Houston with the Oilers. Mm-hmm. The Oilers stunk at that time, and it was real easy not to go, and the Oilers had to be a vagabond franchise until their new building was built because they couldn't stay in Houston. There was nobody in the building. Will there be people in the building in Oakland? And if there's nobody in the building, will Mark Davis be forced to, say, go to San Antonio for a couple of years, as they'd love the opportunity to show how viable an NFL city they are when and if the NFL goes beyond 32 teams?
Well, you know, but here's the difference, Joe. We talked about the uniqueness of this situation in Las Vegas and the fact that, you know, the proximity from so many places, and it's a destination city. There's a couple things about the Raider fans. They're incredibly loyal. You know, I see it getting much messier with their being tenants and their being involved with the city on any level than I do with the fan base. I think they're going to draw from Los Angeles, which doesn't help the Chargers either. I think they're going to draw from Oakland. I think they're going to get, you know, the casual that comes in and we're in Vegas, let's go to Raider game, blah, 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 and the city of Las Vegas. But I think ultimately their fan base, and particularly for the reason you said, team's damn good right now. They could be going to the Super Bowl. And with that being said, that's going to keep fan interest. It'll hurt a little bit, but I don't think unless, you know, Derek Carr goes down and the season is lost in week two, I don't think that you're going to see tons of empty seats in Oakland Alameda. However, in that last year when they have to have another option, theoretically, I could certainly see where, you know, you do a Santa Clara thing. Or if I were them, and I have to be honest about it, I would bust a move to San Antonio. Because you know what I think would happen in San Antonio, Joe?
I'd do it now because I think they'd sell the joint out every week.
Yeah, well, I do too, but it seems like they're determined to stay in Oakland. I think even in that one-year pop, that you would have the same exact thing happened when New Orleans had to go to Oklahoma City after Katrina. And the fans in Oklahoma City made it well known, and they established the fact that they could be a major league city in many ways, and they got rewarded by an NBA franchise.
Alluding to by San Antonio being such a happy host. You know, when we go beyond 32, look at us.
Yep.
Look at us if you decide to fill things out. We can do it. I don't know how Jerry Jones would feel about it because I don't think he, San Antonio right now is a Cowboys city. So that may, that may stop a lot of things because his sway is so deep. What he doesn't want to happen just simply doesn't happen.
Right. But even
on
another relocation.
Wish I had that kind of stroke.
Yeah, I know, right? But, I mean, just say for the sake of discussion, Jacksonville decided, you know, it's time to go. You know, if I was Jacksonville, I'd look at San Antonio. I absolutely would. And I think for the reasons you said, it probably wouldn't happen. But I think if San Antonio got to host a National Football League team for a year or two, they would prove beyond all doubt that they're ready for an NFL franchise.
Yeah, much like Oklahoma City proved they're ready for an NBA franchise. Yep. And I wouldn't rule out Oklahoma City for an NFL franchise as far as worthiness.
Truth.
Wouldn't happen because, again, their proximity to Dallas. You know, in many ways, Oklahoma City, the distance and everything else, they're kind of like suburban Dallas in some ways. They're not, they're like it.
Right.
You know, and, you know, Jerry Jones wouldn't give that up either. You know, we're lucky Houston got in.
Hey, listen, when we went to NFL games when I was living in Oklahoma City, we didn't go to the Chief games.
Well, that would have been a long drive. That would have been a longer drive.
Kansas City,
Missouri, no?
It's a six-hour drive as opposed to a three-hour drive. But, you know, I'm just saying choice. We didn't go to Kansas City. You know what I'm saying? We went down the road.
Did it even cross your mind, or does everybody automatically think Dallas?
No, we automatically went to Dallas.
And there you go. You know, so I don't think that would happen because I'm sure there are still a lot of people out of those 90-odd thousand that go to AT&T Stadium in Dallas that are from Oklahoma City and make the trek.
Yep.
You know, I don't know how many actually come up from San Antonio, but when you turn on San Antonio sports talk radio, what you hear is Dallas Cowboys talk. That's exactly what they talk about.
That's exactly right.
So I don't know that Jerry Jones would be too anxious to give up that market, no matter how temporary it is. You know, I mean, but again, I know he's got sway in a room and a lot of things don't happen that he doesn't want to, but I don't know that he can overpower all the other 31 overs. I don't know if every once in a while they say, Jerry, you just can't have your way on this one, no matter how mad you get. You know, there are other people in the room with stroke, too. You know, the Rooney family.
Absolutely.
The Mara family. You know, we talked about Robert Kraft. You know, so Jerry's not alone with stroke. That Legends company, I think, gives him a leg up on everybody else. You know, and he's no longer considered the new upstart owner. He's now part of the old guard.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, how times change.
They do.
So, but he doesn't get what he wants all the time. It just seems that way. And he gets what he wants most of the time. Boy, we didn't get to anything else. Maybe we'll try that next here on The Attack, so keep it where it is.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now
at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'll go home and get your shine box.
Was that Jerry talking to Mark?
might as well be, but here's the yeah, but Mark better not get any bright ideas about knocking off Jerry. Jerry's a made man, and you know what happens when you knock off a made man. You got to have a sit-down and eat permission.
Yeah.
And because you know what happens when you knock somebody off and you don't have the blessing of when he's a made man. You know, you can't touch a made man.
I don't think Robert Kraft will give the blessing.
No. Henry, I want my money, Henry. I orchestrated this cape. I've been waiting years and years. No more monthly nut. No more being broke. I want my money, Henry. Jimmy.
Stop it,
Maury. Stop. They have Danishes there. They got everything. Don't worry about it. He won't be eating them anyway.
Never shut up.
That he never shut up. Oh, the ice pick in the back of the head shut him right up.
That'll do it.
That'll do. Jimmy's getting paranoid.
Yeah.
He'd rather kill everybody than pay him. No kidding.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. Wonder if he ever ran a sports talk radio network.
There you go. So.
Why do you keep going on that? You know what they say, Bob, in this business. It's always better to ask for forgiveness than to ask for permission.
Yes. True.
Something to live by.
So, NFL meetings.
So. Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, it all kinds of stuff is going on down there. We got owners deciding that for the integrity of the sport and the safety of our players, which, of course, as we know, is paramount, no jumping on the line to try to block extra points and field goals. Thank God.
Yeah, that jumping is going to change everything.
Because I remember how many injuries they've had.
Let me get my calculator out. Wait a minute. Zero.
And there you go.
That's a gag that has carried on from my insurance days when they wanted something done that I didn't want to do. And my direct superior, the district manager, would call. How many? So, let me add it up. Hang on. Let me get the calculator out. And I pound the buttons on the calculator into the mouthpiece of the phone. And I go zero. And he go, you're a. And I used to get mad and hang up. Said, well, you know. Yeah. I know how to make everybody happy, Bob. I think their brightest day was when I left.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But, you know, the ghost still around, maybe. But nobody's seen him. You know, I hate to backtrack, but our buddy Dennis Hoff getting it done.
What's he doing?
Now that the Raider move is official. They're opening up a Raiders-themed brothel by 2020.
Oh, what's taking them so long?
Because they want to time it with the arrival of the franchise.
All right.
So, because
Dennis I was going to say Dennis don't mess around, but Dennis does mess around. That's the whole point.
Because nothing says, you know, excitement more than a Mark Davis looking hooker.
I hope the hookers don't look like Mark Davis. Please no.
But they're opening up a Raiders themed brothel.
I wonder how many strippers I'll see at the Spearmint Rhino with Raiders jerseys by 2020.
There you go. He goes, I got a license for a seventh brothel near Las Vegas, and I was waiting to decide the right time to launch another house of debauchery. The Raiders coming
seven
to Vegas,
of them, huh?
They will mean big business for me. And in case you're wondering, yes, the girls will be dressed like cheerleaders.
Outstanding. Seven of them, huh?
They have a VIP section that will be exclusively available to Raider players and other high-profile athletes, staffed with over 20 cheerleader-garbed working girls. Create visits to the Raiders just got a whole lot more interesting.
I wonder if they'll be having – I wonder if they'll be going over the game plan at the brothel.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We can't get these guys to show up for meetings. At least we know where they are.
They are.
That's all right to backtrack. On that bright note, it's okay to backtrack. But what do you say we roll it forward? You talked about that absolutely breathtaking rule change that has passed. No leverage. No leaping. Yes. Okay. I know one of the other bones of contention, for some reason, Roger Goodell has decided that pace of play, beyond getting the Raiders relocated to Las Vegas, has become priority one. And he is firmly convinced that he wants all eyes on the game. And he not only pace of play as it relates to replay, commercial breaks, he's getting concerned that eyes tend to drift away from the game and on other things, whether you're at home, in your own home, or when you're in the building, that they drift away from the game action itself. So he's got a real bug up his butt as it relates to speeding up the pace of play. They're going to centralize replay, it looks like, which can't hurt.
That makes sense.
That I get. You know, and streamline that process, and that'll shave a little time off. Standardizing halftime, which I thought already was. I always thought halftime was 12 minutes. That I get. But okay, so that makes sense. Doing away with touchdown, commercial, kickoff, commercial, back. I get that. Let's eliminate that. There's nothing worse than touchdown, Giants. The kick is up, it is good. Extra point, Giants are up 7-0. More from Giants Stadium right after this.
Right.
Come back. They kick the ball off. Touchback. The Patriots will have the ball first and 10 at their 25-yard line right after this very short timeout. He just took a very short timeout. He came back. I watched a guy kick the ball in the end zone. A guy kneeled down. And we're going back to commercial. I get that. Those are all good. I'm all for those things that streamline the game as far as how it's presented from the standpoint of I don't need extra point, commercial, kickoff, commercial. That's just dumb.
Yep.
It slows the flow of the game, and it wastes time. Do a better job of packaging your commercials together. You won't have this problem. Got no problem there. Got no problem with centralizing replay. But the idea that you – see, here's where I get upset. When people actually think we need less of the game, and I'll tell you what I mean. Not less games. You know, sometimes less games can be better in a given sport. But this idea, once I'm in the building to watch the game, that you need to give me less game. And they're talking about reducing overtime to 10 minutes in the regular season. Well, I don't understand that. You know, if I'm in the building to watch football, I like football. If you want to improve the pace of play by doing some things that make sense, that's fine. But if the game goes to overtime, there's nothing worse in sports than a tie. It's like kissing your sister. And that's never fun for anybody unless it's somebody else's sister.
Yeah.
So with that said, why would I want to put us in a position where there are more ties, less victory, and why would I want to lop off the last 5 minutes of football? I like football. That's why I'm in a building watching it. And I'd like to see a winner and a loser. Isn't that what this is all about? You know, you go to a boxing match, this bout's a draw. Great. Nobody won.
Ooh.
Waste of time. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Everybody boos. No matter who you thought won, you boo because nobody won. So I don't understand the idea that to speed up the pace of play or the length of the game or to shorten the length of the game, we have to lop off some football. I think that's stupid, number one. Changing back end of the half timing rules. You know, there was always something unique about the timing the last 5 minutes of each half, where the clock stopped going out of bounds and all those other things.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we changing it? You know, it's bad enough that we put in the 33-yard extra point and we basically made the one-point free kick, in essence, after a touchdown, more difficult than many field goals you would kick. It doesn't make sense. It's like a 30-foot free throw. It just doesn't make any sense. That said, you know, and I get why they did it. Well, the extra point was too automatic. Well, that's why it's called the extra point. It's supposed to be automatic.
Right. Supposed to give you an extra point.
All right. And there you go. So this idea that, you know, so some of the ideas I get and make sense, but a lot of them I don't get and don't make sense, where you're fundamentally going to change football in some way. I'm not a fan of fundamentally changing things that don't really benefit the game or those that play it. You've talked about some fundamental changes that may be necessary because of how much bigger, faster, and stronger these athletes are. That I get. We may not like it, and it may not necessarily be the best thing for the game, but it may be the best thing for the well-being of the people that play it. And, well, sometimes you just have to do that for the greater good. Lopping 5 minutes off of overtime is not for the greater good of anybody.
Nope. The only thing I can figure with the overtime thing, Joe, is I'm sure they analyzed the stats, and they figured out that the great, great, great majority of the scoring is done within 10 minutes to decide games, so they don't think it's going to add to the ties. We'll see how that plays out at the end of the year and whether or not they're revisiting said rule again next year.
You know, again, it's still football. I generally think football does such a good job of fitting things into windows with little issues that there's not all that much that needs to be changed beyond. I like the centralizing of replay, you know, Dean Blandino and having a crew there and they're sitting there and you go over and everybody kind of makes a decision together and they make it more quickly. I'm all for that. I'd still rather have the college thing because I think everything should be under review. And a guy upstairs says, whoa, 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 stop the clock. You know?
Right. That could agree more.
We're not going to get that, and we're going to do it this way. Well, if you're going to do it this way, review enough things, get things right, do it quickly, move forward.
Yeah.
Taking out the commercial after a score and after a kickoff back-to-back, that makes obvious sense. But these things that fundamentally change football, I still haven't gotten over, and I know this is me being me, I still haven't gotten over the 33-yard extra point.
Right.
I still think it's one of the dumbest things ever. While it adds excitement, it adds stupidity.
Yeah, pretty much.
That would be because now, in order to make it make sense from a logical standpoint, here's what we would need to do. Well, I drove down to the 1 yard line. Oh, well, you have to move. You can't kick from there. But I drove all the way down to the 1 yard line. Should be a 19-yard field goal to win the game. No. Anything less than a 19-yard field goal automatically becomes a 33-yard field goal. That would be just as dumb, but it would be the only way this makes sense.
Right.
You know, think about it. If I went to the NBA and I said, okay, we're now going to move the free throw to 30 feet and make it longer than the three-point shot. That would be the best analogy I could think of. The 33-yard extra point, again, the extra point being 33 yards and only worth 1 point as a reward after scoring a touchdown, is a longer kick than a significant portion of your field goals that are 3 points. That doesn't make any sense. It would be like me saying, okay, well, the three-pointer is still going to be 20-odd feet. Was it 23, 24, 25, depending on where you are behind the line. We're going to move the free throw because it's boring, and well, I can't say it's boring and everybody gets it in because an awful lot of guys can't shoot free throws. But it's boring and anticlimactic, so we're going to move it back to 30 feet. But it's still worth 1 point.
It's still worth 1 point. That's the key.
That would be so friggin' stupid that everybody'd be in an uproar. Why there was no uproar over the NFL deciding to go with a 33-yard extra point, I have no idea. It's the stupidest rule change I've ever seen.
DeAndre Jordan, could you legitimately say, see, it's not me. Nobody can make free throws.
It's true. Nobody can make extra points anymore either. We'll tie a bow around it next here on The Attack. Mm-hmm. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License, terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Joe, in day 20 of the Tony Romo hostage situation, Jerry Jones has finally set a deadline. He was expected to be released March 9th. It's now the 29th. And they said training camp will be definitively the last second that we make a decision on Tony, although it could happen, well, maybe sooner. Maybe.
Okay, great. Terrific. I mean, I guess he's been busy.
Yeah.
You know, I guess the realities are they're going to have to let – I can't see how you can keep him there, although he'd be far and away the best backup quarterback in the league. But the market for his services is pretty lukewarm. And again, this goes back to – it's funny. You know, we spout some pretty good stuff here on this program. And you'd be surprised who listens, either that or they just think like we do because great minds think alike. Jason Lockhanfora, one of my favorites. He wrote an article about how the Texans need to – just send a third-round pick to Dallas already and get it done, and should have done it as soon as the Osweiler deal was done and as soon as the opportunity to make such a move was there.
Yep.
I've been saying my thought was a fourth-round pick would get it done. No, why mess around? Your window is now, and you can't go into the start of the season with this team with Tom Savage as a starting quarterback.
Not if you expect to win.
So, you know. And the Cowboys need another weapon, need another asset, because they've lost a lot of pieces in free agency because of their poor salary cap situation. And the Giants and the Redskins, and well, to a lesser degree, the Redskins and the Eagles are breathing down their necks. It'll be interesting to watch all of it unfold. Bob, a fun, lively show where we went in all kinds of different directions. Some you expected, some you didn't. We thank Robert. We thank all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening, stay there until we do it again tomorrow. For Bob Black, I'm Joe Spano. Good day, all.